This is WUWM's Chuck Kornbach. Yesterday, for the third time in recent weeks, Dr. Dave Lal donated plasma at the Versity Blood Center of Wisconsin in downtown Milwaukee. This is what donating sounds like. Lal sat in a recliner as a machine called an automated blood collection system took blood and its liquid component, plasma, out of his body before returning the blood cells. This was no ordinary plasma donation. The pediatric surgeon at Children's Hospital of Wisconsin says he recovered from COVID-19 about a month ago after antibodies in his plasma apparently helped fight off a mild case of the disease.
I hope my body has developed antibodies and I have an excess number of them and I can help other people who are in a position where they need it, who are critically ill and there's nothing else to offer them.
By other people, Lal means certain COVID-19 patients. The blood center and some Wisconsin hospitals are taking part in a national effort to try to see if giving convalescent plasma, that is plasma from people now shown to be free of COVID-19, to active patients can be one way to return them to health. Dr. Jerry Gottschall is senior medical director at Versity. He says it's not a new concept.
It goes way back from flu. It was used in the SARS outbreak for Ebola. What it does is by impacting, that is, attacking the virus, getting rid of the virus, or lowering the amount of virus in the body, that will reduce the impact that that virus is creating.
Gottschall says it'll be another month or two before researchers know if convalescent plasma actually affects COVID-19 patient outcomes. And which patients, in terms of their age, any underlying conditions, and at what point in COVID they're given the plasma transfusion. For a snapshot of where things stand now, we spoke with doctors from three Wisconsin healthcare agencies using the plasma. William Hartman is primary investigator for the project at UW Health in Madison, where he says 10 to 15 patients have received transfusions.
Some patients that we were able to treat early on, we were able to prevent them from having to go into the ICU or onto a ventilator. Other patients that were more advanced, we've treated them. Some have progressed nicely. Some of them are recovering a bit more slowly.
Dr. Ajay Sahajpal of Advocate Aurora Health says one patient there has received convalescent plasma. His COVID-19 symptoms seem to be weakening.
But it's never been studied, so I can't say definitively that it's making a difference. Anecdotally, we feel that it's benefited our patients.
At Frederick Hospital in Wauwatosa, where Dr. Mary Beth Graham is Medical Director of Infection Prevention and Control, she says five critically ill patients have received the plasma.
Many of the patients, you know, as I look at them, because I've got their numbers up here, their oxygen requirements have improved, but they're still quite ill because, again, we treated them at the point where they were exceptionally ill in the ICU is when we were contacted and then we were able to get the product for them.
Getting the product, the plasma, appears to be one of the biggest challenges for the convalescent program. The doctors say the donors, if they had a diagnostic test showing they had COVID-19, have to have then gone 28 days without symptoms, or 14 days without symptoms if they later had a follow-up negative test for the disease. Dr. Sahajpal of Advocate Aurora is glad to hear Dr. Lal of Children's donated plasma a third time yesterday. Sahajpal says the typical donation of 600 milliliters, a bit more than one pint, can help three patients.
I personally have a patient who's waiting for plasma where there isn't any. And so likely this donation you were able to witness will generate plasma units that will be able to benefit our patient. But there's several waiting across both Wisconsin and Illinois.
All of the doctors WUWM interviewed urged more recovered COVID-19 patients to come forward. Frederick's Mary Beth Graham, who's also a professor at the Medical College of Wisconsin, adds another hurdle that the donor's blood type needs to match the recipient's. But Graham says if enough people do donate plasma, a Frederick study that's underway should help future patients with a more targeted effort. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Support for Innovation Reporting is provided by Dr. Lawrence and Mrs. Hannah Goodman.